God is good.
All the time.
All the time.
God is good.
Today, we're about to talk about God's wisdom. What God's wisdom entails, how we can better understand the wisdom of God. Today, the gospel and also the other readings help us to understand something very clear about God's wisdom. And we start with the first reading with this beautiful quotation. The first reading said, "Who can know God's counsel, or what can conceive what God intends?" It's a question. I want you to reflect a little bit on this question. Who can know God's counsel, and or who can conceive what God intends? We heard these questions in the today first reading from the book of wisdom. It is true that God is infinitely beyond us, but he intervenes in our lives to send us his wisdom. And you know what? This wisdom, it is his Holy Spirit. It is given to us to lead us to the whole truth. It is he who will make, in the second reading, Philemon discover that Onesimus is no longer only a slave, but a child of God. It is always the same Spirit who enables us to bind, to tie ourselves to Jesus as he tied himself to the Father in heaven. Indeed, all of us in this room are called to be tied to Christ and to follow him. In today's gospel, Jesus insists on the conditions required to be a true disciple. He recommends that we prefer nothing except to love him. He invites us all to carry out, to bear our cross and follow him. Jesus addressed these recommendations to people who were amazed by the signs he was accomplishing. But today, he seeks to put them in front of the reality, the reason of his presence among us. And then the reality, the way he follows, is that of the cross. It is that we which lead him to give his life for the forgiveness of sins. Then, to follow Jesus is not only to participate, for instance, in the Corpus Christi procession. This is very well. But follow Jesus, what does it mean? It is to commit oneself to share his merciful love. It is to enter into his great work of mercy, forgiveness, and love for all men and women. This universal love, this mercy, passes through the cross, the heavy cross of Jesus. But Jesus doesn't want to accomplish this work alone. He wants us, all of us here, to participate in the mission that the Father has entrusted to him. After his resurrection, he will say to disciples, I quote, "As the Father has sent me, I sent to you. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them." John chapter 20, verses 21 through 23. If we want to be faithful to the requirement of the gospel, we must give Christ the first place in our life. We must place him above our material goods or our immediate personal interest. If we want to come to him, our whole life must be organized around him. We must prefer him to everything else. In the logic of the gospel, and there we go with God's wisdom. In the logic of the gospel, the logic of love and service, the Christian both detaches himself from everything and recovers everything. Let me say again. Here we go with God's wisdom. In the logic of the gospel, the logic of love and service, the Christian both detaches himself from everything and recovers everything, says Pope Francis. What do you understand about this quotation? We look first of all for God and everything we want, as a new car, new houses, beautiful wife, a young husband, and stuff like that will come later. But first of all, we need to lay the foundation with God. Because having God first, he gives a meaning to everything that comes later. That makes sense? That makes sense?
Yes.
This is God's wisdom. So, to make himself better understood, Jesus uses two parables. That of the construction of a tower, and that of the king who goes to a battle. But before starting everything, everyone must do his accounting, his assessment. The one who built the tower must calculate the cost. The one who goes to a battle must evaluate his strength in men and ammunition. Whoever wants to walk in Christ's footsteps may also do his assessment. But now, this assessment is not the same than others. Indeed, with Jesus, is about renouncing his possessions, his riches, to better commit oneself to the service of the kingdom of God. This is the assessment. That means, look clearly in your life what prevents you to give your whole heart to God. It could be money, the power, many excitement, many entertainment. You know your vices. You know all your little sins. In front of God, he knows everything. Maybe this could prevent you to give your whole heart to God. I have a mind. I have a lot, let me tell you. But all of us will look for God to make this become true. With Jesus, is about renouncing his riches, his possessions, to better commit oneself to the service of the kingdom of God. It is now, let me give you clearly, it is a deep fight, a fight against evil, a fight against hatred, a fight against falsehood, a fight against violence of any kind, and so on. But in this struggle, we are not alone. The risen Christ is there. He wants to share with us his victory over death and sin. With him, we are no longer building a tower. We are building our life with him. Because Jesus is the solid foundation on which we can rely. We will encounter trials, that is true, but we keep our trust because nothing and nobody can separate us from the love of Jesus Christ. Let us now summarize and we conclude. Today's readings, my dear friends, reveal to us the wisdom of God, which has nothing to do with that of the world. It is in him and with him that we can succeed in our lives and find true happiness. On this Sunday, he invites us to sit down and calculate our expenses. But let me tell you, the good news is that Jesus Christ doesn't present us an invoice or a bill to be paid. He offers us a gift card, which is the very life of God. I know, the words of God, the words of Christ Jesus are sometimes confusing. And sometimes we don't understand the real meaning of God's wisdom. What I say today is my own interpretation, but it doesn't mean that this is the way how God thinks. We need to kneel down hours and times to read and to pray to understand God's wisdom. That's why, let me tell you, the words of God are the words of eternal life. Then Let us pray. Lord Jesus, grant us never to forget your presence. Then we will be happy to be loved as we are. Jesus, Son of God, you are the joy of our hearts. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and the hour of our death. Amen. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. God is good
all the time.
All the time.